بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سورة أنزلناها وفرضناها وأنزلنا فيها آيات بينات لعلهم يتذكرون. الزانية والزاني فاجلدوا كل واحد منهما 100 جلدة ولا تأخذكم بهما رأفة في دين الله إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر وليشهد عذابهما طائفة من المؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 1 and ayah number 2 of Surah An-Nur. Surah An-Nur is a Madaniyah Surah. In other words, it was revealed after the Mubarak Hijrah of our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This surah primarily contains some aspects with regards to our personal lives, our personal chastity, also with regards to family life, and the more important aspect is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has revealed rules in this surah, regulations in this surah that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has not spoken about in other parts of the Quran Sharif. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these rules with regards to the hudud and the qisas that we will come to a little later. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu once wrote a letter to the people of Kufa, saying to the ulama of Kufa that teach your women folk the surah An-Nur, because in it chastity, a person's personal life is concerned, and hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in it has put a great deal of guidance for our sisters, for our women. The one very striking feature of the surah is that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala begins the first ayah, the first verse of the surah, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has not begun another surah in the way that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has begun the surah. Allah Ta'ala says, Suratun Anzalnaha. This is a surah that we have revealed. Wafaradnaha. And we have ordained in the surah. In other words, there are different laws that we have ordained. Not necessarily like the word faradna is normally used for obligation, but here it is more in the form of ordainment. Wa anzalna فِيهَا آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. And in it we have revealed clear verses. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. So that, O you reciter of the Qur'an, would remember, would take heed, would accept the advices of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The very first rule that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about here is in the second ayah. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the law of the had or the hudud, that is the penalty, the law of penalty or the penal law of Islam. Allah Ta'ala says, Az-zaniyatu waz-zani. The female adulteress, the female fornicatress, waz-zani, and the fornicator, the male, fajridu kulla wahidin minhuma 100 jalda. Lash each one from amongst them 100 lashes. When people look at these type of verses of the Quran, even Muslims, unfortunately, wa na'udhu billah, Allah save us all, some people may guise themselves with the title of being scholars of Islam, and then they will speak about these ayat and they will say they are outlawed or they are barbaric. But in the wisdom and the hikmah of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, there is such wisdom and such hikmah that sometimes takes a long time before a person could understand. So before we delve into this ayah, there is one very, very important aspect with regards to Islam, the law of siyana. Siyana means preservation. Now one is preservation of life, siyanatul hayat. And for that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has brought about this concept of qisas, which we discussed also in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu kutiba alaykumul qisas. Qisas is the law of retaliation. One person intentionally is very intent, uses a weapon that normally kills someone, and that person kills a Muslim, and all of this will be in an Islamic country. So he does this intent with the intention of killing the person, not aiming at something else, and then that person dies, but he kills that person and is very intent. So that is a murder that he has carried out intentionally. For that there is the law of qisas, in other words, a life for a life, and that will also be for the bodily parts, etc. So that is something else, but obviously that has been brought for the preservation of life in Islam. The second is the hudud. Now there is another aspect that sometimes people, human beings, especially in secular countries, in democratic countries, or we will say Western countries, that they do not take heed of this, and that is the preservation of lineage. Can we think about a child that is born because Allah forbid, his mother had relationships with several men, and that child doesn't know who's his father. And if that carries on in a community, they may know their mother, that is for sure, but they would not know who their father is. What will happen is, lineage will become corrupted. It will become such that now people won't know who's who, who's a brother to who. And in that way, we will find that there is going to be a difficult corruption in community and society. So that is known as siyanatun nasab. That is the preservation of lineage. And Islam has placed a very great responsibility on each and every individual, and there is a great obligation that each and every person takes heed of this, and there has to be this preservation of lineage in Islam. And for that, one of the reasons, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has prohibited zina. And of course, when Allah Ta'ala prohibits zina, then the penal law of zina, the had of zina, will also be of great consequences. Now this is for an unmarried person. We'll come to a married person little later. Then the third aspect is that siyana, that is the preservation of the honor of a person. The preservation of the honor of a person will be like this, that there is a chaste woman, for example. She has never committed zina in her life. And somebody then refers to her as a zania, a woman that has been an adulteress, a fornicatress, and people say that she has committed zina. It is totally unfounded. Obviously there will also be a consequence of the had of 80 lashes that will come lower in the ayah. So now that is the preservation of the honor of a person. And the next is the preservation, which is known as siyanatul aqal, the preservation of the mind of a person. And that becomes corrupted when a person indulges in alcohol or the likes of that, and hence for that also Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has ordained via our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam a had. So these are the aspects that we should bear in mind, that Allah sent us into this world, and there are these aspects that needs to be preserved. And if they are not preserved, if there is corruption in it, then obviously the consequences of it also will be also very great as far as Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is concerned. Inshallah we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdih. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت